That is the spirit we are called to show once more. We're facing an array of challenges on a scale unseen in our time. We're waging two wars. We're battling a deep recession. And our economy and our nation itself are endangered by festering problems we've kicked down the road for far too long. Spiraling healthcare costs, inadequate schools, and a dependence on foreign oil. Now's the time to lay a new foundation for growth and prosperity. Now's the time to revamp our education system, demand more from our teachers, parents, and students alike, and build schools that prepare every child in America to outcompete any worker in the world. Now's the time to reform an unsustainable healthcare system that's imposing crushing costs on families, businesses, large and small, as well as state and federal budgets. We need to protect what works, fix what's broken, and bring down costs for all Americans. No more talk, no more delay. Healthcare reform must happen this year. And now's the time to meet our energy challenge, one of the greatest challenges we've ever confronted as a people or as a planet. For the sake of our economy and our children, we must build on the historic bill passed by the House of Representatives and make clean energy the profitable kind of energy so that we can end our dependence on foreign oil and reclaim America's future. These are some of the challenges that our generation has been called to meet. And yet there are those who would have us try what's already failed, who would defend the status quo. They argue that our healthcare system is fine the way it is, and that a clean energy economy can wait. They say we're trying to do too much, that we're moving too quickly, and that we all ought to just take a deep breath and scale back our goals. These naysayers have short memories. They forget that we as a people did not get here by standing pat in a time of change. We didn't get here by doing what was easy. That's not how a cluster of 13 colonies became the United States of America.